Certainly pleasant to be stood here chatting after 3 points on the board.
Yeah, and possibly in the first half, the worst we played.
First half, 30 minutes, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, maybe that's that little bit of luck that we've spoken about. Maybe that's it, because, you know, obviously the two goals were quite... Well, the first goal was very fortuitous. And the second one, you know, he's in the right place at the right time. In the second half, I thought we pretty much dominated it, which was good to see, and quite a clinical, professional performance. So happy days.
Yeah, you mentioned that first goal. But it was an FC goal all round. Like, I think Warren plays it to Shedd, and he rolls it out, and a bit of a mix up there. But it's like you say. We said it in the stand. We've been talking about it's that little bit of luck. Or you mentioned it in the programme notes today about not getting those big moments not being going our way.
Exactly. You know, and that's. As much as a coach and a manager, you'd like to say that it's not part of it because you like to be in control of things like that, but it is, and I suppose it is true. And I'm stood here saying you make your own luck. You know, Greavesy, Connor's put pressure on Danny Warrender, and then obviously Greavesy is closing down and forced a mistake out of that. So that kind of work rate and application attitude is what's going to get us through.
Absolutely. And changes to the team. I mean, you mentioned Connor there, obviously, first start of the season. We've got Luke's coming as well from Hyde.
Yeah.
So you've got two players making, well, debut and then first start.
Yeah.
And, like, after that first half, you'd have thought they'd all been playing together for...
Yeah, you know, Luke's obviously a good player, and coming in from Hyde, I think it'd be a nice feeling for him to actually win a good game of football, and that's no... They've really struggled, haven't they? So that'll be nice for him. And Connor's earned his chance. He was had a game on Thursday, and he was absolutely superb. He just gives us a different option, because his pace is frightening. You know, he was tiring towards the 60-minute mark, which is to be expected. But he's young. He's plenty to learn, but lots of positive signs.
You mentioned Tom Greaves, obviously Shiamas looks like he's coming back in today.
Yeah, you know, again, another one we need to protect because he's getting old.
And I suppose them coming off as well, it was one eye on Tuesday night as well.
Yeah, of course.
Long coach journey and whatever.
Yeah, you know, and it's time to, he got me the opportunity to give Greg a decent run out and Nort's a decent run out. So, yeah, it's all positive. So
still unbeaten.
Yeah, of course, you know, and that's, you know, people are panicking after 4 draws and blah, 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 but, you know, there's what, 46 games in this league.
Exactly.
And that's without the cup competitions as well, so the squad's going to be needed. We are strong enough. You know, we've still got a couple of injuries to come back, and, you know, and I'm proud for, well, I'm well pleased for the lads, because you know, they have been feeling a little bit of pressure that we've spoken about, and you know, we can go away tonight with smiles on faces rather than looking at maybe a little bit of disappointment in what they performed.
We'll see you in the North East.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers.